Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Nina Show with Dr. Nina Savelle Rockland, only on LA Talk Radio.
Thinking about food all the time. It really is possible to lose weight and gain health all without ever going on another diet. So today, I am super excited. We have a special guest here in the studio, and I'm going to introduce you to him in a moment. But first, so as you guys know, when it comes to weight loss, my message is that it's not what you're eating that's the main problem. It's what's eating at you. But lots of people ask, well, what about other aspects of health? What about working out? And what about working out? Lots of people want to go to the gym. They want to get fit. But, oh, they go like, oh, no, I'm not going to the gym. Everyone's in beach body shape. Everyone's going to be perfect. Everyone's going to be coordinated in that cardio bar class. Everyone is going to look great in leggings except me, and so they don't go because they feel self-conscious. Or they work out so hard that they hurt themselves, or they choose something they don't love and that's just not sustainable. So exercise is important, not just for weight loss, but for health. And that's why I invited special guest today, Craig Ramsey, to join us and talk about all things related to exercise. So first, let me tell you a little bit about Craig. He is internationally known as one of the most entertaining fitness experts in the industry. Hey, no pressure, Craig.
Right?
His approach to wellness is one of the most unique and effective ways of promoting health, movement, and self-care. Colin Farrell called him a genius. Sharon Osbourne says he is brilliant. And he is listed as one of People Magazine's top fitness experts. Craig co-hosted the Bravo TV show Thinspiration. His online series 5-Minute Workout Anywhere for Scripps Network gained him worldwide recognition. And now, here's a combination you don't normally hear. You have been referred to in the press as the perfect blend of Richard Simmons and Julian Michaels. I could go on, but you know what? Let's hear from Craig himself. Craig, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. We had 10 minutes before going live, and already, and I just tweeted this, I'm so obsessed with you. You're wonderful. I love your message. I love everything about you.
Oh, I love you too. I love Craig. I've met him for 10 minutes, and he is an amazing person. I know he has a lot to say.
Instant connection.
So, yeah, tell me, how did you get to be Craig Ramsey?
Well, how did I become a perfect blend of Richard Simmons
yes.
and Julian Michaels? Well, I think, you know, I come from an entertaining background. I'm from a small town in Canada, and I think for survival needs, I was always like the class clown and always wanted to have a good time, but I was also really good at sports and athletics. So the combo eventually took me out of that small town and out of Canada itself in the pre-Broadway cast of Mamma Mia. And then I was doing musicals and performing, and I was with ballet companies, and I trained contortionists and that. But I always took care of people around me. I'm a mama's boy. I love my friends and family and people. And I started training for myself and then learned so much about other people's needs and their health and that. And the rest is history. Yeah.
So what led you into, let me just say, you have one of the most unique classes I have ever heard of. I saw this class and I'm like, stretch,
Everything about me is
stretch
unique,
and
so.
Wine.
Yeah.
Craig has a class that combines stretching
yes.
with drinking wine.
Yes, at the same time.
That's my at the same time. Yeah. That's my kind of class. Tell us about that.
Well, some people have done yoga and beer and other classes where you do fitness and then you have fun afterwards. And what I did was I researched for 2 years the health benefits of not only wine, as we all know in moderation, there's lots of health benefits to wine drinking, but the chemical component of wine actually helps aid the stretching process. So I created this class.
Wow.
Initially for my Real Housewives clients, because I come from Bravo, as you mentioned. I've had 2 Bravo shows, Thin Intervention and Newlyweds, but I train the majority of Bravo stars. And all of those housewives, they said to me, you can give whatever you want workout-wise. You could do whatever you want nutritionally. You're just not taking away my wine. So I said, no problem. And I created the most perfect, like, unique social class that's ever been created. And the buzz is fantastic. The buzz and the buzz is fantastic.
The buzz and the buzz. Well, yeah, when I want to go to this class. Where is this class?
We just launched a couple months ago. So we have regular classes at hotels and spas, both in LA, New York, San Francisco, worldwide. So please just go to my CraigRamseyFit.com site and everything will be up there.
Wonderful. So tell us about how implementing physical activity into your life is actually more than just exercise. You really see it as an act of self-care.
Oh, completely. And listen, if you look at me, we don't have live video except for my Facebook right now, but I'm a big guy. Like, I'm a bodybuilder, and that can be intimidating to a lot of people. And in fact, I understand why it is, because the bodybuilding community, in my opinion, has done a disservice to the health and wellness industry. And luckily, I realized this because people were coming to me and wanting to train with me, and they expected to have this body within 2 weeks. And that's just one, not even appropriate, because it's my career. So of course I'm going to be able to focus on the physique a bit more. And you don't have to have this physique in order to be beautiful, sexy, and feel great and be healthy. Some of the most tight-ripped bodybuilders and people, dancers and such, that you think are healthy are the most unhealthy. So
absolutely.
I address the fact that it's not about an all-or-nothing program. It's not about getting to a boot camp 5 times a week. It's about implementing movement that is with intention, intensity, and purpose in your day. And I try and lighten the mood, because so many people feel crappy about themselves, about their relationship with exercise. They don't feel worthy of athleticism. So I make them laugh and smile with it. So I created like a 7-day potty training, which is 7 workouts that you can do while sitting on the can in the morning, which is ridiculous in concept, but the fact is that like my 5-minute workout anywhere, yeah, you're not going to do those exercise programs while pumping gas or, you know, in church, but you're going to take the fitness programming and you're going to be like, oh, I can fit it in while I'm on the couch, or oh, I can fit it in while I'm in the office. I need to stretch every 15 minutes. So the message is getting through the entertainment factor.
Looking at it as something that is fun and healthy and good for you, rather than an obligation that you have to do. And yeah. I absolutely, it's such an important thing that you just said about, you cannot tell someone's health by their appearance.
Oh, absolutely not.
When I was dancing and doing ballet, we were all size 00s and we looked skinny and toned and, you know, had muscles, mm-hmm. but everyone was living on coffee and cigarettes
and tissue,
throwing up.
I've been in that situation where ballerina's been taught, and I've been there, where they've been taught how to eat tissue properly.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, let's just call it out. And even Hollywood now, that's my responsibility. And that's why I think that there's been a slight disconnect with me in the fitness industry for years, is because I call it out as I see it. Mm-hmm. Like, we are, the fitness people are some of the most unhealthy people. And why are we in the industry? To hold ourselves accountable.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I've done reality TV. That's why I think I'm relatable. And people are like, oh, wow, I got to trust them, because they've physically seen it on their telly. But like, I've gone to Vegas, I've scarfed down 12,000 calories. The difference is I'm so well versed and knowledgeable about this that I can get back on track. But I'm not going to say that's okay. It's unhealthy, but guess what? We're human.
Yes, most people think that to eat healthy, you have to eat super clean all the time, 100%. And then what happens is they have you know, the donut or the piece of pizza or the cheese or the carb or whatever, and they say, oh my God, it's all over now.
Yeah.
And then of course, they eat the whole pizza or
right.
know, they eat too much.
Their willpower's gone, so it's like, might as well give up and have this again tomorrow.
And then they feel terrible about themselves because no one says, oh yeah, you know what, I shouldn't have had that. I'm going to be healthier tomorrow. They say, oh, I shouldn't have had that. I'm never going to lose weight. I suck. Mm-hmm. Then they're mean to themselves. Then they cut themselves down. And then guess what? They use food for comfort.
Yep. So, or even in terms of exercise, it's like, I couldn't get to the gym today. Oh, I have, you know, a lot of my friends have kids now. It's like, no, I couldn't get to the gym. That's why I'm also a trainer that tries to investigate what else can you do fitness and health-wise that other 23 hours of your day, or sometimes 24 hours, I skip my workouts too, I can't fit them in, and that's where I become an expert too, which I think we're going to get to, the Modius Health by Neurovalance, the headset mm-hmm. device that you can wear that you can lose weight with without even exercising, and then even my stretch reason to wine, which is like, hey, you have a hard day, you're going to go home and have a glass of wine, guess what? You're going to add in these three stretches that are going to make your body connected and feel great. And you know, you have stress in your legs from standing all day, you're in heels, these three stretches are going to feel great, and the wine is going to help, and you're not going to feel guilty for having a glass of wine.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so you mentioned the Modius. It's a really unique and unusual project, so tell us about that. What is Modius?
As I mentioned, I actively seek out like products and technology and, you know, like even food products that are going to help people. And I also listen to my clients. And I meditate. I'm not a great meditator, I'm not going to lie, but the benefits of it when I do it are fantastic. I feel great. I have Zen. I feel calm. I have ADD. I mean, you can even tell through the radio right now. Of course I do. So it was my client, Bree, who is my husband's sister who lives in Salt Lake City. I did the first ever Facebook weight loss transformation series. And my point with that was, hey, 12 weeks of me giving programs that are appropriate to these two women in Salt Lake City from a distance only via my Facebook should, and if you can actually watch and take what is you could apply for yourself and benefit from it, amazing. Let's see where we can go with this. And I'd had no idea. It was unedited. It was live. They both lost over 40 pounds in 12 weeks.
Wow.
And it was Bree that said, the meditation isn't working for me. I'm stressed. I'm fitting fitness in, and it's impacting my life. What can I do? And then she's the one that said, what about this link, this modiushealth.com? And I went to it, and then I was instantly obsessed. And thank goodness that this company saw the passion and the interest that I had, because what they're able to prove scientifically that benefits you health-wise and your relationship with food and sleep as a wellness and weight loss device is right up what I had researched for meditation. And I'm a physical person. I like to put my hand on the burner and get burnt. You know, I'm reps and sets, like trainer guy. So I researched it and I was obsessed. And then when I tried it, and initially I was like, well, is there a placebo effect or whatnot? No. Every single person I put it on goes, whoa, mm-hmm. and they feel it. And the fact that it's FDA approved and that it's completely 100% safe, it's fantastic. And I can speak only for myself because they're not fully out yet. August 8th with their Indiegogo is when people are going to be have accessibility to get the product at a great rate, by the way. Instead of $499, it's $249. So go on their website and sign up early because space is probably limited. And 3 weeks for me, my relationship with food is different. My portions are not as big. I don't gravitate towards carbs and sugar as much. And I've lost now 2 inches off my waist. And I'm not trying. I'm not mixing up anything else.
So, I mean, what I do is, of course, the psychology of eating, and that has to do with your mind. You're talking about actually going right to your brain.
The brain.
And creating sort of a similar effect to that which meditation does.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, what it specifically is doing is it's stimulating the vestibular nerve, and that's triggering the hypothalamus, which then controls your appetite. It controls hormone release
Impulse.
And such. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm really excited for the Indiegogo to see the response that's out there. The people that I put it on, because look, I'm a trainer that cares. So I'm not going to suggest something that I haven't seen work for me personally and work for my loved ones. You know, my mom with fibromyalgia, I cannot, of course, go on record medically. I'm not a doctor to say, oh, this is going to help this and this and this. All I can say is my mom wore it for a week. She slept better and she felt, as she put it, it's like equivalent for her as when you go to a chiropractor and you get adjusted and you feel the flow of energy in your body.
Yeah.
She felt good. And if my mom can feel good because I care for her and it destroys me to see her suffering, great. And everyone out there, guilt-free.
I want one of those. Not to lose weight, but just to have that. I can't meditate because I start I do the opposite. When I try to meditate, I start thinking.
That's
thinking,
me.
Thinking.
I can't shut it off.
You can't meditate if you have like sort of an ADD kind of personality. So
I don't end up doing cartwheels and stuff. Like I do achieve it sometimes because it's so necessary. But I, like you, I don't really need to alter my body. I think that I need to have a healthier relationship with food and with portions and stuff, especially being a bodybuilder and being lied to for so many years of this is how much protein you need in a day. Oh, come on. Really? I need to kill two animals per day to feed my muscles. Then I have to reevaluate. Why do I have so much muscle mass on my small structure for my ego? You know, that's the opposite with what I think the female, the gender has to do with the men. Like the men, why do we need that? We don't. A body that moves with confidence and health and, of course, that takes care of itself is sexy.
Oh, amen to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so, and you know, I'm gonna just open it up to listeners. If you'd like to call in and talk to Craig or me and ask any question about Modius or anything else related to fitness.
My clients, the thing that's great about my clients is I put them on social media. They follow, they showcase what I'm doing with them. So like Shaza Sunset, Vanderpump Rules, The Housewives, Khalees, you know, like a whole bunch of pop stars and people. Ask away.
Ask away. The call-in number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. And this is your chance to talk with Craig Ramsey.
Craig Ramsey. A-Y. R-A-M-S-A-Y. Like Uncle Gord. I always say Gordon Ramsay.
Ramsay.
But can you imagine if I went around saying, oh, no, it's Ramsay? Like, I would get the looks for sure.
Well, you just need to be French, you know, a little.
Ramsay. Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah. Or British. Very British. It's a very British name.
Well, and you know, you're in this business where everything's about physicality. And so much of our, especially in L.A., it's so much about physicality. And we kind of forget the rest of who we are as a culture, you know. And I always say, like, hey, you're not, have you ever said, I'd really like my friends so much more if they just would drop 15 pounds?
I know.
They would be so much nicer. I would like them so much. No one in the history of all time has ever said that.
No.
And yet we say that about ourselves.
Yeah. Keep track. Like, pay attention to what you say secretly to yourself in a day. Like, I've done that too. I'm not going to tell you I'm perfect, but at least I recognize it.
Oh, we have a caller. Hey, caller. Welcome to the show. You're talking to me and to Craig Ramsey. Who's this?
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. I want to understand. This. Now you're saying that you're going to come home, have a glass of wine. And is it a meditation that you go through to get yourself and to lose weight or to become more physical, feel your body better? Or is it actually exercise that you do with a glass of wine?
You're thinking in a perfect world and you're combining both projects into one, which is brilliant. And I'll have to contemplate. But no, they're two separate. So the first one is a stretch, a reason to wine class, which is a stretch class pairing with wine tasting. So it's focused on stretching, which is the only form of exercising that is appropriate for every single person, body type, age, etc. to do. And that in relation with a glass of wine, moderate consumption of wine sipping. I have to state that it's
Define moderate.
Don't grab the bottle. This isn't the bottle workout or the bottle dance from Fiddler on the Roof. We're talking, you know, moderate three-fourths of a glass of wine, and that in pairing up with stretches, which if you want to have a stretch program, I wrote The Anatomy of Stretching, which is a very popular book internationally that you can get anywhere online, including Amazon. And then the second one that we're talking about is a separate, it's a device, it's a headset by Neurovalance that's Maurius Health, and that is something completely different that actually tells your body and sends triggers that you've already worked out and burns fat without having to move your body. And I don't suggest really exercising and or moving with the headset, and that kind of is what you'll agree upon too if you try that out, because you'll see the zen feeling and it feels like meditation without meditating.
Okay, and the exercise is in your book.
It is, Anatomy of Stretching. Check it out. And,
okay.
And be happy and healthy. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's an idea for...
Wear the headset, drink a glass of wine, and stretch.
And stretch. Nothing wrong with that.
And yeah, and do your homework, and do, you know, watch the kids, and
that sounds like a typical ADD kind of evening to me.
Right,
yeah, do 75 things at once.
I don't know how people do it when you include kids too. Like, I had a hard enough time with my dog, like, to just balance life. That's why I'm really sensitive to that. And how do we fit fitness in? And like the Modius Health device, or like the Prove It Keto powder. Have you heard of that?
No.
No, it's a powder that puts you in ketosis instead of eating like that for 48 hours or longer, which is not really, in my opinion, that healthy to eat 70-80% of your daily intake of fat. You know what I mean?
No, pouring oil in your coffee does not sound like a recipe for good health.
No, it doesn't. But that powder puts you in a ketosis state within 20 minutes. And I, you know, for me, it's like when you fly, you know, when you get bloated if you fly,
mm-hmm.
or if I had a oops day or one too many glasses of wine and I feel bloated, like that powder puts me immediately into a ketosis state, and then it motivates me to then get to the gym to like, oh, I feel good about myself, rather than a downward spiral.
Right, because it's that downward spiral, and that's what really I help people with, is changing your relationship to the key to making peace with food is making peace with yourself.
Yeah.
And when you're mean to yourself, when you're cruel, when you're like, I can't believe you ate that pizza and that pasta, you suck, you're never going to lose weight.
Right.
You know what? You might eat ice cream just to get away from your own mean self. Like your own mean voice.
That could be a trigger.
Yeah.
And look at what we're dealing with in 2017. Like, life is not easy right now. Like, I try, and I can't. I just have to. It's like I'm a magnet to it, like checking out the morning news. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? So, of course, we all are going through incredible stresses right now. So if we love, we have to love ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to have some guilt-free days in there. And we have to then also take care of each other. Not let it affect us to where we're judging other people, where we're judging ourselves, where we're taking it out on someone that's just trying to do their job and also get through the day. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. You know, so often people will be lovely to other people. Well, this is the opposite of what you were saying. They'll be lovely to other people. Like I have a support group, and people will say, oh, you know, I totally understand where you were coming from. And of course you felt that way. And here's a different way to understand that. And that's like good for you for facing it. And then when it's their turn to talk, it's like, I'm God, I suck and I'm never going to change. And just like they berate themselves and beat themselves up. And it's so painful.
Oh my
and
goodness.
I say like, be to you know, the expression, be unto others as you would like them to be unto you. No, be unto yourself as you are to others.
Yeah.
If you're nice to others. And then
if you're a good person, if you're just a crappy person, then reevaluate.
Then there's no hope for you.
Yeah,
then just,
right?
You know.
Get over yourselves. Come on. Put on the headset and start improving your brain.
Yeah. Think about something other than your body, what you're doing, how life has treated you wrong, and start
looking
at gratitude.
Or reach out to one of us, you and me. Like, I have so many people that feel like they've been damaged and or just are at a lost cause. And honestly, reach out. On a daily basis, I have people that, and it brings me to tears to think that they just don't have any hope. And that meanness is a manifestation from what they're experiencing in life.
As long as you have a pulse, there is hope.
There's big hope.
And I'm living proof of that. My patients, my clients worldwide are living proof of that. You just never want to give up on yourself. And when you change your relationship to yourself, you change your world.
And you're worthy of it. Even with fitness, I can tell you this much. Probably 99% or probably 100% of every single person that sees me both in person and online does not feel worthy of athleticism. Why? Because they get in their head, regardless of what I give them, like, okay, we're going to do a 30-second incline walk. And 10 seconds into it, they're short of breath. They get in their head of, oh gosh, I'm going to be caught that how unhealthy I am and how I'm not really capable of this and all these things. And I can tell you this much, as a fitness professional, the whole goal of being active in your body when it's tied to fitness programming and or working out is you test your athleticism. What's the testing process? It is fatigue. Fatigue of the lungs, fatigue of the legs, fatigue of the calves, fatigue of the mind and the emotions. I don't know if you've ever dealt with this.
I deal with it all the time because people say, I know what I know. I know why I'm eating. We uncover the unconscious motivations. And they say, why can't I change? And I say, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to allow yourself to be in the process. Nobody has ever sat down on a piano, learned, okay, this is where you put your fingers for this key, and then played Tchaikovsky.
Brilliant. Great analogy.
You've got, whether it's working out physically or working out your mind or changing your relationship to yourself, practice makes progress, and you've got to allow yourself to be in that process.
Wow, I love that. And actually, it's connected. This is where it is with fitness. When you test your athleticism, and every single person has some sort of reaction in their face, in their mind, in their brain. And every single client, it's like they might cry, they might laugh, they might be uncomfortable. Whatever it is, this is where I come in and I tell them, okay, so we're changing our physique, we're changing our body and our chemical makeup, and we store onto excess weight and that baggage from experiences that we've had. And it's not that we're reliving the actual event, like I lost my job, I was dumped, or whatever it is. It's experiencing the emotional tie that we held onto our body when we are letting it go through exercise. So that's why I think it works when, I come from a Broadway background. I've done 6 Broadway shows. I like sing. I see one of my clients that's going through it, and then all of a sudden I'll sing like, the hills are alive with the sound of music. Ah! And they're like, what is going on here? And they start laughing, and it just lightens the mood. Allow your emotions to come through.
Emotions are a sign that you are human, mm-hmm. not a sign that you are weak, not that there's something wrong with you. We're so scared of emotions. Your people experience it on the side of what comes up while they're training or mm-hmm. when they reach obstacles. My people, same thing. Like, as you change, you're going to start feeling things that you didn't feel before. And we get scared of it because as a culture, we're taught, hey, you're angry. You need anger management class. You're sad. Mm-hmm. You're depressed. You need a pill. Feelings are pathologized in our culture, and we need to all get much more comfortable with it so that in whatever area that they start to surface, and I see it like in yoga class especially, people just get in touch with really deep feelings, so I know what you're talking about. We have to embrace our feelings and say, wow, this means that we're alive.
Or sing
Thank
it.
Thank God.
Sing it.
Or sing it.
Sing, let it go, let it go. Can you imagine the middle of a serious yoga class?
I can.
Yeah, I could do that.
Come to yoga with me.
I will.
I'm just kidding. I don't go to yoga because I think it's just too boring.
I don't do it because I'm 205 pounds of muscle. And do you know, in the downward dog, if that's held for more than 5 seconds, my wrists are just going to like snap. Like, that's why I think, too, when I have clients like Mercedes MJ from Shaw's, it's like people at first glance are like, oh, wow, what does she see in him as a trainer? It's like, no, there's so many similarities between us as humans. And if we're, like, sensitive, I'm a very sensitive trainer. I definitely, we connect. Like, of course we do. And it works. She's had incredible transformation.
Hold on.
Holding.
Hi there. This is Dr. Nina talking with me and Craig. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, this is Larry. How are you and Craig Ramsay doing?
Oh, Larry, I'm so much better and doing so well since you pronounced my name correctly. That never happens. Thank you.
I got the accent on the correct syllable, as they say.
You did.
I actually have 2.5 questions for Craig.
Okay.
1.5 is about stretching, and the other full question is about the type of aerobic conditioning that works best for different people.
Okay,
so
great.
If I can do 2.5, I'll run them by you.
Of course. Give me the 1.5 first.
The 1.5 is about stretching. I tend to strain my calf muscles, and in addition to ice and elevation, is it okay to gently stretch a strained muscle like that?
Well, if the doctor wants to weigh in on this as well, because, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I can do tell you from the experience and the research that I know is with ever a strained muscle, you have to make sure that that's warmed up before you stretch or do anything. And in fact, what I immediately would recommend to you is if you take baths, like a warm bath and then movement and then also massage. Being a contortionist and a Broadway dancer and ballet dancer, I can tell you massage before stretch even is break it up and make sure that you're engaging the blood flowing to it through massage. And then the light stretches to warm up your day for movement, because so many people have strained muscles revisit that strain from not being warmed up properly and or wearing appropriate clothing. Like, definitely cover that area. Learn from the dancer. That I'm going to suggest that you go out and buy some 80s leg warmers, Larry, and just wear those with some hot shorts and you'll be fine. No, I'm just kidding. The last word's a joke. But you know what I mean. Throw on some
but
jeans.
But was it, Craig?
Not for me. I would wear it.
I'm actually a cyclist. I have the leggings, and I'm going to go immediately out and buy some dolphin shorts. So we're all set.
Perfect, Larry.
And then, you know, I actually have a product that I got about a month ago that is generically called, quote, the stick, which is a roller thing going over muscles that provides a good massage. I'm going to do that before workouts. The other question I have is about stretching before a run or a workout versus after. And I know that you strike while the iron's hot after to get more of a stretch, as you mentioned, especially, you know, when you're warmed up. But before, I've heard two schools of thought. One is that it's stretch it out really well. The other is make it more limited than a post-workout stretch. I don't know what your thoughts are about that.
I definitely have thoughts with that. And you should warm up your calf and any muscle that you're going to engage with physical activity, especially when it's a workout that's focused on that muscle and or a sport that would be utilizing it. But you don't need to extend the stretch past what the range of movement would be in performing that workout or sport. I think that there's people out there that are far more flexible than they realize, and on a cold muscle and or they stretch a muscle way too much over what is going to be necessary for them to contract the muscle appropriately. So think of it as a rubber band. If you overstretch a rubber band, how are you going to get that contraction back? And remember, every single workout and or sport is about contraction and stretch of a muscle. And you have to get that contraction in order to protect your body and your joints, your ligaments and tendons, etc. Does that help?
It does. In fact, it's in line with some studies just I sort of happened across about a year ago that tested runners who stretched extensively before, and another group that stretched just enough to allow the rebound,
right.
And they had a better time running. Their actual times were better without overstretching prior to. So
right.
It seems to really make sense.
And if any of you are looking at my Instagram at Craig Ramsay Fit, do not try that at home, because I throw in some party tricks and some contortion moves, and it's taken me a long time to get to that point. You can get to it, but don't jump into it.
I've been to your website. It's a very good website. And there's one picture of you standing on one leg with your leg up and your knee on your cheek.
That's what I'm doing right
screams,
now, Larry.
For me, that screams ER. And but it's pretty amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
got
Larry.
Another one for you, real quick.
Please.
Long, slow distance, if someone in marginal shape versus high-intensity interval training, what would you recommend for someone who's just getting back into shape or is in marginal shape, just to go with the long, slow distance to be safe as far as fat burning and aerobic and all that, or to have a combination of the two?
Unless someone is actually training for a marathon and long-distance consistent running, I am a huge fan of interval training, which for people at home, that's like doing running and or jogging and or walking fast to the point of compromised breath and communication, and then you back off and allow your heart rate to lower and you catch your breath. Those interval trainings and are specific to an individual, so it could be 10 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes for someone, whatever it takes to get to that compromised state. I recommend that for honestly the simple reason that it's going to be more motivating for you to actually accomplish your workout without feeling like you're not able to succeed 5, 10, 15 minutes, because the actual physique and health benefits are going to be incredible with the interval training, and people are going to be more motivated, especially if they're rebuilding their athleticism and or testing it for the first time. They're going to have more success and consistency by being motivated with that.
Okay, that sounds good. I seem to get more bang for my buck when I do that. It hurts, but you know, like I say, it's better than like 90 minutes of a walk or a slow run.
Well, Larry, it doesn't hurt. It feels good. It feels great to be alive and to feel our bodies. So I'm really proud of you. Keep going strong. It sounds like you're really on a health track. I love it. And find me online and keep me posted. Thank you, Larry, for the calls. That's
I'll do
great.
Thank you,
Larry.
Very much.
Great questions.
Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. So, and if anyone else would like to ask Craig something, the number is 818-602-4929. He is here waiting for your call.
I'm here.
With his knee by his head. Cheek.
Yep. I'm still so flexible, 205 pounds. People are amazed that I am.
It's crazy. The pictures on your site, it's like he's not even, like he's one of those bendy toys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gumby. You're like Gumby.
I am.
Richard Simmons.
Gumby.
Meets Jillian
Michaels.
So, on a more serious note, I hear from lots of people who say, as I said in my introduction, that they're like, I want to go to the gym, I want to get more healthy, but I'm so intimidated.
Yeah.
What I tell them is I acknowledge it is intimidating to go into a gym full of people who look like you.
Of course it is. Yes.
It's very intimidating, and I teach them to be observers rather than feel like there's a spotlight on them, to think about, well, what do I think about, you know, what am I seeing, as opposed to what are these people thinking of me and reading their minds. I'm wondering what you tell people.
Well, of course people are going to be insecure about going into any kind of group fitness environment. Because good reason. Like, I've seen trainers, and mostly, I hate to bring down my male trainers, but male trainers training female clients and, like, literally putting a bench in the middle of the room, having them do step-ups, and putting their butts on display. Like, just common sense would make people more sensitive to people's insecurities about getting to the gym. But I can tell you, even if your workout is just to physically show up to a gym, great, you worked out. I have clients that sometimes are just so, like, fed up with it all, and they're new to this, and they're like, no, I can't do it. And I'm like, let's get to the gym, let's have a coffee at the gym, and let's sit on a bike and just move our legs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, I can do that, you know?
Baby steps.
Just fitting it in. You'd be amazed. Even for me, like, not every workout is going to be a boot camp. Like, I cut myself a break. I go to the grocery store, and I consider that a workout. I'm like, I'm going to work out my body by choosing healthy foods and specifically choosing $40 worth of as many healthy options as I can. Like, yeah, so I think, and also too, if you're insecure about getting to the gym environment, go in there and tell them. They work for you. A gym, you are not their client. They are yours. Mm-hmm. Like, you go in there and you say, I'm new to this gym, or I've been part of this gym for 2 years and I really haven't felt like I've been knowledgeable about the equipment. I would like you to set up a complimentary session with a trainer, not selling me a package on 12 training sessions, but take me around and have a trainer explain in great detail what gym equipment they think I should gravitate towards and do, and I need to know exactly what I'm doing. Give me two or three, or give me one cardio thing. They work for you. Make right. them work.
It's totally different paradigm and mindset, as opposed to being afraid of what people are going to think, or afraid of not being able to know what you cannot know because you haven't done it. You can't know what you don't know. To be able to just take back your power mm-hmm. and say, hey, I need this. I need some help, and you're going to help me.
Yeah, and yeah. we sweat, and we look, you know, I'm not going to suggest you wake up and go in pajamas. I don't think that that motivates you for any kind of activity, including the gym. I think that self-care and, like, giving yourself a fighting chance of you, not impressing other people, but I'm not talking, like, full beat, like you're performing Chicago the Musical, you know, like, don't put on your lashes or anything, but whatever you, if you want to, go ahead. But if you should feel good going into the gym environment, and just know that if you sweat, if you stink, if you do whatever, great. That's the environment to do it, and we're all the same, and that's what I want my clients to do. And I give them a real sweaty, gross hug at the end. And we share that because we have to let those inhibitions go. That's our playground to you know, sweat and get it out and change our physique and our body and our mindset.
Great. Okay, I have a question about a word you've used a couple of times. You've used the word athleticism.
Yes.
So tell us what you mean by that in the context of someone who's just starting to work out or trying something new.
Well, we're all athletic, and sometimes people have had obstacles, or people tell them in their lives, or they've been last picked on for a team in school, or, you know, shirts and skins back when I was a kid. Like, they used to do that in Canada. I don't know if they did it in the States for the guys. Like, half the team would have to be shirtless, like, which is just hideous. Of course, we're going to have issues growing up, you know, with that. And so I think that we all have this baggage.
That's, like, abusive.
Isn't it?
I think so.
I had that growing up. Like, oh, my gosh. And then as
people doing there in Canada?
Well,
my God.
I guess we're giving people, we're giving lifetime long life issues. Hopefully that's in the past. But we all have those issues, with our body and with our athleticism, not feeling worthy of achieving that. And there is no difference between, like, a client that needs 120 pounds to lose and they get short of breath in 1 minute of their workout, or me doing it for an hour. The results are the same. In fact, I get jealous of clients that are able to achieve compromised breath and or they have the flight or fight where they have to sit down and collect themselves. Mm. That is brilliant. I wish I could have that like two or three times in my workout.
Why?
Because that's the only way that we're going to change our physique and actually challenge ourselves to be more athletic. If we have a goal of being more athletic, we are going to get healthier. We're going to eat better because chemically our body is going to change our relationship with food. And then we're going to be motivated to do other things, like put on the Modius health headset at night, fit it into our lives to be able to improve our sleep, to then be able to feel better to get to the gym the next day.
And I love the goal of being more athletic, because so often the goal is, I want to weigh this. I want to fit into a size that.
Right.
And it's all about numbers. You're talking about the actual experience of your body working out.
Yeah, and numbers are tricky, let me tell you, because most of the people I train, as soon as I introduce calorie counting and all of that, they definitely get obsessed. And there's a fine line, because as a fitness professional and someone says to me, and it's obvious, okay, they need to lose 100 pounds, I have to kind of gauge with calories and weight and the scale for myself to see if I'm on track with my fitness programming. But that really gets wrapped up in their head, and that's where I kind of explain it and I try and be like, okay, yes, right now temporarily we're doing this, but this is the unhealthy aspect of getting healthy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because I always say, look, diets fail ultimately because mm-hmm. they are all about the anticipation of deprivation.
Right.
And the anticipation of deprivation, oh, I'm not going to be able to have that. I think I'll have a lot of it now. Always mm-hmm. either leads to overeating in the future, or because you haven't had it, or because you think you're not going to be able to have it.
Right.
So when you say, hey, look, this is just temporary. This is something that you're doing now as part of your athleticism. Here's another caller. Then it changes the mindset. Hi, caller. This is Dr. Nina. You're on the phone with us and with me and Craig Ramsey. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Is your
Dr. Nina.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Is your radio on in the background?
I just turned it off.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted to know, one of the features of eating disordered behavior is sometimes obsession with exercising, and that can quickly become a problem of its own. So I'm wondering what a sort of strategy would be that for someone who's in recovery and who's interested in exercising but has memories of that going overboard, kind of what strategy to think about when contemplating, okay, getting back into exercise.
Well, I'm going to briefly answer that and then see what Craig has to say. I think it's all about your motivation. If your motivation is to overexercise because you've got to lose weight and you've got to get to that number and you're in that eating disordered kind of mindset, that is a different goal than I'm exercising because I want my body to feel better. My new favorite word is athleticism today. Mm-hmm. I want to have that athletic feeling. I want to feel strong. I want to feel alive. That, you know, when your motivation is that, then you're not going to overexercise. You're going to be in a healthy, moderate place. Craig,
That sounds good.
Well, as far as fitness programming is concerned, you know, I encounter that kind of gravitation towards overexercising a lot. And what I would suggest is make it a social group thing, like with girlfriends or friends that are of all different shapes and sizes and athleticism. So together, what could be your workout that would kind of keep you on track and held accountable for walking or like a hike or like you're going to take an aqua class or something along those lines that will immediately restrict and limit the ability for you to exceed what is appropriate for you to do.
I see. So engaging other people makes it more about the experience than sort of feeding into an obsession.
Exactly. Like, as opposed to going to the gym, and I see it all the time, someone jumping on the elliptical, and if a little's good, a lot's better, and then all of a sudden 10 minutes turns into 2 hours, and then they're like, I could spend half a day here, and which happens, you know, but if you limit it to, oh, I'm going with a friend to take an aqua class, or I'm going to do a hike, or we're going to walk around the neighborhood after work for, you know, a half hour before dinner, those things restrict and make it a social fun experience that isn't about getting in your head about the physicality of the workout, but rather the social element of it, and you are definitely becoming healthier and really balancing your body by the movement without exceeding.
And that's an excellent point, because eating disorders tend to be about having a relationship with your body or with food instead of with people.
Isolating, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to do that in a group would, you know, change that mindset as well.
And bravo for you for calling, and bravo. Every time I say bravo, I'm always giggle because the whole Bravo TV connection, but bravo to you for even calling in and talking about that. So then that is a great way of addressing it with your girlfriends or with your friends, where you're like, okay, hey, this is my tendency. I need you to help hold me accountable, because we're not alone and we don't have to be. And I tell people that don't have the friends and the loved ones and family and or spouse in their life that support them, find me on social media. That's why I become available and always accessible, and that's why I did reality TV too, to put myself out there.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, some great interesting questions.
Right.
Yeah. So much of and we only have a little bit of time left. Thank you for you can come back anytime, Craig.
Okay. Sold. I'll be back.
Okay. Done. But, you know, you're here to talk about, ostensibly, to talk about fitness And I'm talking about the psychology of eating, but really we're talking about embracing your humanity, changing your relationship to yourself, learning to be okay with feelings, learning to lean on other people, and how that in your world shows up, you know, at the gym or the wherever you're doing your classes or whatever, and my world shows up with people in a different way. But it's really about finding the commonalities, and we're all people, whatever our sizes are.
Yeah, we're not
alone.
And
we have to remember that and appreciate ourselves and each other.
Oh, absolutely. And cut yourself a break. Like, every day is a fresh start, and we're not going to live a perfect life. You said something about, what was it? Something with progress?
Practice makes progress.
Makes progress. I'm going to totally steal that. I probably will give you credit here and there, but sometimes I will take credit for it.
Craig, don't tell anyone, but I think I stole it from somebody else.
Okay, fair enough. It's pretty genius. So I definitely am going to follow that, because there is no such thing as perfect and or consistency, which is why, again, the bodybuilding community, so many people are like, oh, I've done a competition. And then you're like, when you look at them, because it's so inconsistent. It's like all or nothing. That does not exist anymore.
Yes. Well, that is a perfect place to end our show. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your knowledge and your humor and your expertise and your heart.
Well, thank you for having the show and the topics that you do. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm smiling at him. He's my new best friend. So I am here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific here on LA Talk Radio. I hope that you will join me next week, where I give you the skinny on weight loss without dieting. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye for now.
You're listening to The Dr. Nina Show with Dr. Nina Savelle-Rocklin, only on LA Talk Radio.